Welcome back for another episode of River City Roundtable. This episode we'll be discussing art. And if does everyone want to go around and introduce themselves? I'm Carol. I'm here with Julie, my co-host.
Hello.
I'm Matthew, and I'm the amateur artist.
Hi, I'm Harrison.
Hi, I'm Paris.
You like him.
Okay, Michael, if you're going to be on it, you have to be...
I'm Michael. Okay, I was trying to say my name in reverse and failed utterly.
Okay.
Okay, so our first question today is, what kind of art do you enjoy making? Because I know you guys are all kind of interested in different media, so do you want to just go around and just give a little intro to what kind of art you personally enjoy?
So when I was younger, I used to, you know, do arts and crafts like any other kid. But then my art really evolved into sketchbooks, tons and tons of sketchbooks over the past decade. I really draw just whatever comes to the imagination. You know, I've also, you know, doodled a bunch in class. So you know, back in high school.
I enjoy several different kinds of art. I like digital and traditional drawing, cross stitching, as well as diamond painting.
Michael, what kind of art do you enjoy making?
I like to make mostly black and white print styles digitally. I mostly do artwork for my podcast.
Yeah, and Michael actually made the artwork for this podcast too. So if you've seen that River City Roundtable image, that was created by Michael. Matthew, how about you?
I like to draw character reference sheets and some mild comics. And I use paper and pencil.
Mm-hmm. So the next question is, how did you get started? So Harrison, you kind of touched on that, how you got started drawing in class and little doodle.
Yeah, I guess it all just really started with doodling, you know, and my own art style kind of sort of, you know, came naturally to me over the years. I never work in color. I used to work with regular pencils, you know, and now I have my own collection of art, especially made art pencils, you know, just, you know, it definitely helps, so.
Okay, well, when it comes to drawing, I have always been into it since I was a kid, but last year I decided to try out digital art. I feel like I have been into cross-stitching for at least 4 or so years. My mom used to cross-stitch a lot, so that's what inspired me to learn how to cross-stitch. I basically learned how to cross-stitch from watching YouTube tutorial videos. I just recently got into diamond painting a few months ago, and I was just looking up cross-stitch patterns online, and I came across a diamond painting ad or something, and it looked interesting, so I decided to try it out, and I really enjoy it.
Be careful with those diamond paintings, though, because there's a bit of an issue with them. Apparently, some people will just willy-nilly rip images off the internet without consulting the copyright holder, then sell them.
But if you're doing it as a hobby, then and not selling your product.
Yeah, but I think that's a good point. Like with any kind
of
art,
even if you post images of your diamond paintings or video of you doing the diamond paintings, the issue comes up.
Yeah, I think that's true with all forms of art. If you're going to post something or share something and you're kind of using something from some, you always have to give credit, right? And make sure if you're going to sell anything, certainly that you have whatever permissions are. I don't know what they are, but that you get permissions from the creators themselves. But that's really cool, Paris. You kind of were investigating one kind of art and it led you to something new. Very neat. Michael, do you want to share how you got started?
Okay, initially I got started with, this is going to be a long one because it involves several failed art mediums that I took up. Initially I got started with pottery, and I was not good at it at all. Like, it takes sheer untalent to fail to make a poo out of in pottery. I literally failed to make a poop.
What did you move on to from pottery?
I moved on to colored pencils on canvas and pencil on canvas, and I was decent at that, but not really high level. I have one painting from that era around my house somewhere. The other one I lost somewhere in Pennsylvania, so, or somebody stole it because people would steal up in that group home frequently. That's more likely what happened, since it did get a bit of attention on the campus. But while that was going on, I started tinkering with Photoshop.
Okay.
And initially I was just like doing it for a class and then learning stuff, and the artwork was pretty crap. But I did stick with it, and initially, I did use a lot of color, but lately I've been, but as years went on, I've been, like, the amount of color I use has been decreasing.
What do you like about black and white?
It's not so, more so black and white, it's more so silhouettes that I like to capture.
Mm.
And sort of ink prints. I have an example on my Instagram.
Well, since our podcast listeners won't be able to see it anyway, maybe if you'd like to share it, you can. What your Instagram is.
Right here.
Do you want to describe it?
See how the...
Well, how would you describe it to our listeners?
And, well, it's the silhouette of the robot Biohazard?
From BattleBots?
Yes. From classic BattleBots.
I was going to ask if it was the original BattleBots or the newer one. Very cool. It's a pretty good rendering. So, Matthew, how did you get started with art?
Well, I've actually been doing art since, well, elementary, but never really enjoyed because back then we didn't have, like, free art or creative, and I was just like, oh, I hate just doing all this limited stuff, but it was, like, maybe 4 or so years ago, I started to get into free drawing, then I saw someone drawing characters, and I was like, maybe I could give it a try in.
Where did you see someone drawing?
It was in an art class.
Okay.
It's a long story, but to sum it up, it just started something that can't be stopped.
Our next question is, what inspires you?
Well, my first big exposure to to art was in the form of comic book superheroes. I particularly like Marvel. Then I branched out to more to these independent comic books outside the mainstream, that I could get at Barnes & Noble. I read as a child. I read plenty of Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
As well as Bone Saga.
I'm not familiar.
By Jeff Smith.
I don't know what that is.
It was actually really popular when it came out. It was an ongoing series until, the 2010s, one of the 2010s. I've tried reading Watchmen, but, I just didn't get it,
There isn't any particular person or thing that inspires me to do art. I just enjoy making art for the fun of it. I just really like the feeling of being able to give people my art as a gift to show my appreciation for them.
Your inspiration is how they've affected you personally, what you think they would like.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's really thoughtful.
As for me,
what
inspires me? Boredom.
Fair enough.
Usually when I get bored, I'll either boot up a video game or doodle or something like that.
Yeah. Sometimes for inspiration, I just like to look at animals in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get an idea of how they look.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just sometimes like to get lost in utter people's art galleries and portfolios. That's pretty much it.
I have an issue. I can't see the whiteboard that well.
That's alright. We'll say all of that. So, when you're making art, how do you like to work? What kind of environment do you like to be in? Is there a specific place that you like to be, or do you like to be listening to music or have something on in the background?
I'll start. I like to work in silence because I find that music distracts me. I find that basically anything distracts me.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for when I'm doing writing. I like to work in silence. I also like to work in my room alone. So, mainly do all my artwork pretty much isolated.
So you're really focused in. What about the rest of you guys?
I like to work indoors and in silence.
Mm-hmm.
So the TV's on, I'll just, regardless of whoever's watching, just go up and turn it off. Less distractions, more concentration.
Mm-hmm. Typically, I like to work in a quiet place, that has a table with all my crafting and art supplies sorted. Sometimes I also listen to music to motivate me and feel more creative.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Like pop music.
Okay.
Mostly I like to work out inside, indoors. There. In the house that I've lived in for a few years, my family's moved in for a few years now, has a great place to work. Nice big counter in the the dining area. Outside, I only work outside, if it's sunny out and, there's a nice, nice breeze, that, otherwise it would just be distracting.
So overall it sounds like most of you guys like to be able to be pretty intentional about focusing on what it is that you're doing.
Well, Matthew, you talked about having some other artists that inspire you.
Yeah.
Did you want to let us know a couple of those artists?
Yeah, there's a lot of them I follow.
Is this on social media?
No, it's more like just like watching them.
Okay.
Not necessarily following them, but
okay.
Just keeping up, like maybe visiting their Patreon or...
Gotcha.
Just a quick search.
Yeah. Are there any that you want to mention?
Well, there's this one guy named Eric W. Schwartz. He basically writes, draws Zootopia for older audiences. And his character design looks a lot like Chuck Jones's. And he has a couple books out.
Mm-hmm.
About like four. You can all get them on Amazon. And this is not sponsored.
There really aren't any artists who I am completely inspired by, but sometimes I see amazing artists on Instagram and it inspires me to work more on my art.
I feel like Instagram is the perfect platform for artists to be sharing, and it's so easy to kind of find other related things through hashtags or whatever it is. Very cool.
Well, I'm inspired by not so much artists, but animators. I think people who worked on Looney Tunes were genius. I must have watched practically every episode known to man on Netflix as a Netflix DVD rentals as a kid. I also really enjoy the work of Disney and Pixar. And, on a visual level alone, it's just it's inspiring.
They're pretty incredible. I think there's a documentary about the Pixar team. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's on Disney Plus.
Everything seems to be on Disney Plus.
Anything Disney. Well, 99%.
Michael, do you want to share any artists that you follow?
Only one, really. Caleb Robot Combat Art, and that's on Instagram.
What kind of media is it?
It's like drawings, sketches of combat robots, and with a heavy focus on the Battle Boss competitors.
Gotcha. So how did you find her? Is it Kayla?
I don't know. Used to be posted to the BattleBot subreddit quite frequently.
Very cool.
All right. Can everyone share what they're working on, what their work on progress is right now, work in progress is right now, or the last piece of art you've made?
Well, lately I've been designing what I believe, what a realistic version of stormtrooper armor would be, you know, without in a world without space travel or planet colonization. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I would love to see that.
So more realistic, you know, without the sci-fi element to it. In my vision, it would be reserved to the armor would be reserved to the color of black. Yeah. Like the other two colors of the Galactic Empire in Star Wars, red and white. I just don't see any point in for the U.S. military to use. Yeah. Black's more practical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool. What else are you guys working on right now?
I'm currently working on two different projects relating to cross-stitch and diamond painting. I am working on this cross-stitch design that is 20 by 24 inches.
Mm.
So it's pretty big. It's basically a design of this African-American woman with colorful things in her hair as well as colorful makeup. My diamond painting I'm working on is a picture of a coffee cup that says good morning, and it's surrounded with coffee beans. The last piece of art I made was a diamond painting of a cupcake with green frosting.
Do you usually work on more than one project at a time?
Yeah.
Matthew, are you working on anything right now?
Well, I just finished up this drawing of this deer character.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm planning to commission someone to make maybe a 3D model of it.
Mm.
Or some other forms of 3D art that aren't just digital.
Very cool. How about you, Michael?
Well, I don't have anything in the works right now.
Do you want to tell us about the last thing that you worked on?
The last thing I did was the cover art for my latest podcast episode.
So do you do a different piece of cover art for each episode
Yes.
that you record? Oh, wow, that's
awesome. Starting with the third episode, I've been doing a different piece of cover art for each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, each episode of the main series. Like the update episodes and year in review episodes, they don't get their own cover art. So each episode gets its own cover art. And this was the first cover art, which was really, really primitive by comparison.
All our listeners will have to trust that Michael is growing in his podcast cover art every time.
Oh, they can actually be seen on my podcast.
What I miss.
And what's it called?
Channel Catastrophe, and You Missed Everything.
Could you elaborate on what you just made? They're recording. They're doing one of the parts.
Julie, are you working on anything right now?
Working on school right now. I think I'm always kind of thinking about the next thing that I'll do, though. I usually do right now, like, a lot of knitting and cross-stitch things. I follow people on Instagram, and I sort of save, you know, you can save images in collections, they call them now. So whenever I see a piece of art that I really like, I'm like, oh, I want to try to figure out how to use that. I kind of put it in a folder and dream that one day I'll open up that folder and use those ideas for something.
Ooh, I found something. I actually found something that I think I might make into some into one of my line drawings.
Oh, wow.
Picture I took.
What is it of?
The Luna Park, Melbourne.
So kind of taking something from your travels.
Mm-hmm. Most of my key area is actually photo manipulation. So I take a picture and completely change it to the point that it's completely unrecognizable from the original.
So are they all photos that you've taken?
No.
Any final thoughts on art or life, whatever?
You guys have any questions for each other? You're all working on kind of different things.
Not much. Except this. You can't put a ban on art.
I think that's a great thought to wrap up on. So thank you for joining us, and thanks for our crew for sharing with us today.
Well done, y'all.